No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 13th day of July. I'm not sure how we got here, almost in the smack dab middle of July. This is summer's, it's whizzing by. And I just don't like that. The longer days, the fireflies at night. I can't even believe there's school supplies out at the stores. I'm kind of angry about that, if I'm just being honest. Regardless, here we are on the 13th day of July. We're starting a brand new week. We've got a brand new translation that we're going to read today, and we're going to jump into the word. 2 Chronicles is our reading today. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, and then we'll go back to the book of Isaiah and read chapters 9 through 12. This week we're reading the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. Only he did not enter the temple of the Lord, but the people still followed corrupt practices. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord and did extensive building on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the hill country of Judah and forts and towers on the wooded hills. He fought with the king of the Ammonites and prevailed against them. The Ammonites gave him that year 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The Ammonites paid him the same amount in the second and third years. So Jotham strengthened himself because he ordered his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his ways are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Jotham slept with his ancestors, and they buried him in the city of David, and his son Ahaz succeeded him. Isaiah chapters 9 through 12. The righteous reign of the coming king. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exultation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it fell on Israel, and all the people knew it. Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, but in pride and arrogance of heart, they said, "The bricks have fallen, but we will build with dressed stones. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place." So the Lord raised adversaries against them and stirred up their enemies, the Arameans on the east and the Philistines on the west, and they devoured Israel with open mouth. For all this, His anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. The people did not turn to him who struck them or seek the Lord of hosts. So the Lord cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed in one day. Elders and dignitaries are the head, and prophets who teach lies are the tail. For those who led this people led them astray, and those who were led by them were left in confusion. That is why the Lord did not have pity on their young people or compassion on their orphans and widows, for everyone was godless and an evildoer, and every mouth spoke folly. For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burned like a fire, consuming briars and thorns. It kindled the thickets of the forest, and they swirled upward in a column of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land was burned, and the people became like fuel for the fire. No one spared another. They gorged on the right, but still were hungry, and they devoured on the left, but were not satisfied. They devoured the flesh of their own kindred. Manasseh devoured Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh, and together they were against Judah. For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. Woe to those who make iniquitous decrees, who write oppressive statutes, to turn aside the needy from justice, and to rob the poor of my people of their right, to make widows their spoil, and to plunder orphans. What will you do on the day of punishment and the calamity that will come from far away? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your wealth, so as not to crouch among the prisoners or fall among the slain? For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger. The club in their hands is my fury. Against a godless nation I send him, and against the people of my wrath I command him, to take spoil and seize plunder, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. But this is not what he intends, nor does he have this in mind. But it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off nations, not a few. For he says, are not my commanders all kings? Is not Calno like Carchemish? Is not Hamath like Arpad? Is not Samaria like Damascus? As my hand has reached to the kingdom of the idols, whose images were greater than those of Jerusalem and Samaria, shall I not do to Jerusalem and her idols what I have done to Samaria and her images? When the Lord has finished all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, he will punish the arrogant boasting of the king of Assyria and his haughty pride. For he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding, I have removed the boundaries of peoples and have plundered their treasures. Like a bull, I have brought down those who sat on thrones. My hand has found like a nest the wealth of the peoples, and as one gathers eggs that have been forsaken, so I have gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved a wing or opened its mouth or chirped. Shall the axe vaunt itself over the one who wields it, or the saw magnify itself against the one who handles it? As if a rod should raise the one who lifts it up, or as if a staff should lift the one who is not wood. Therefore the sovereign, the Lord of hosts, will send wasting sickness among his stout warriors, and under his glory a burning will be kindled, like the burning of fire. The light of Israel will become a fire, and his Holy One a flame, and it will burn and devour his thorns and briars in one day. The glory of his forest and his fruitful land, the Lord will destroy both soul and body, and it will be as when an invalid wastes away The remnant of the trees of his forest will be so few that a child can write them down. On that day, the remnant of Israel and the survivors of the house of Jacob will no longer lean on the one who struck them, but will lean on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, were like the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will return. Destruction is decreed, an overwhelming verdict. For the Lord God of hosts will make a full end as decreed in all the earth. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people who live in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrians when they beat you with a rod and lift up their staff against you, as the Egyptians did. For in a very little while my indignation will come to an end, and my anger will be directed to their destruction. The Lord of hosts will wield a whip against them, as when he struck Midian at the rock of Oreb. His staff will be over the sea, and he will lift it as he did in Egypt. On that day, his burden will be removed from your shoulder, and his yoke will be destroyed from your neck. He has gone up from Samaria. He has come to Aiath. He has passed through Migron. At Michmash, he stores his baggage. They have crossed over the pass. At Geba, they lodge for the night. Ramah trembles. Gibeah of Saul has fled. Cry aloud, O daughter Galim. Listen, O Laisha. Answer her, O Anathoth. Madmena is in flight. The inhabitants of Gibeah flee for safety. This very day he will not halt at Nob. He will shake his fist at the mount of daughter Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Look, the sovereign, the Lord of hosts, will lop the boughs with terrifying power. The tallest trees will be cut down, and the lofty will be brought low. He will hack down the thickets of the forest with an axe, and Lebanon with its majestic trees will fall. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge for the poor and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. On that day, the Lord will again raise his hand to recover the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Petros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. He will raise a signal for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart. The hostility of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not be hostile toward Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the backs of the Philistines in the west. Together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put forth their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And the Lord will dry up the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching wind, and will split it into seven channels, and make a way to cross on foot. So there shall be a highway from Assyria for the remnant that is left of his people, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Egypt. You will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Jesus, once again, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together. We give you this week. We surrender our ways, our agendas, our ideas of how you should come, how you should show up. And we surrender and ask your spirit to guide us into all of the things, as uncomfortable as they may be, as inconvenient as they might be, all the things that you would have for us, all of the people that you would have us encounter, so that we can be the love, the mercy, the grace, the righteousness of Christ. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm looking forward to a beautiful week together. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hey, Deb C family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me, and I'd like to lift up a family that I'm very close to. They are family. My friend Diana's daughter, Courtney, I've called in about her before. She attempted to take her own life and is now in the hospital. She jumped in front of a truck and she ended up with several broken bones. That's really all I know right now. But Lord, we just lift up Courtney up to your throne room of grace. We pray that you would heal her mind and her heart. We pray that you would take away the spirit of suicide that is just coming after her right now. Lord, we pray that you would give her peace that surpasses all understanding. That you would heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we ask also for her family, that they would have peace and comfort at this difficult time. Lord, we just thank you in advance that her life was spared. And we just thank you for Courtney. And we thank you for the work that you're doing in her life. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, amen.
Good morning, family. This is Faith in Him, and I'm calling to ask you to please pray for my friend Bruce. Bruce is in stage 4 kidney failure, and his wife was telling me that she wants him to be on dialysis and the doctors are not ready to do that, and he's not yet on a kidney transplant list. I don't know what has to be met, or what decisions have to be made, or what has to happen before he is put on dialysis or a transplant list. So please pray for his health. He was telling me that his heart is swollen, and I think he said he had COVID and it had something to do with that. And when he goes back to the doctor, they're going to check to see if the swelling has gone down. Please cover him in your prayers. Thank you, family.
Hello, hello. This is Walking in Truth from Florida. And first and foremost, I want to thank everyone who called in and prayed over my hysterectomy. And y'all know I didn't want to have it. I was believing for a miracle. I know that our bodies are designed to heal itself. And I've looked and looked and tried to figure out what I could do naturally to heal myself. And unfortunately, our medical system in the United States does not make it easy for natural healing. And I ended up going through with the hysterectomy. And I just want to tell you that even though God didn't perform a miracle and take that fibroid away, he actually... I had zero pain whatsoever during the healing. And I am not, like, my pain tolerance is not very good. And so the fact that all you and my church family and other brothers and sisters in Christ were praying for me, I know that that in itself is a miracle. I took little to no pain medicine, nothing strong. I only took ibuprofen for 4 days and not even at full strength. So God is so good, and I thank you for prayers. Anyway, I wanted to call and give that update. And to the lady who has to give an answer for her treatment, girl, I know what you're saying, the cancer treatment. You've got this cancer and you have to know, and you're uneasy. I'm just praying for you, and that you would not move until God tells you to move. I'm praying, sister, that he makes a way for you not to have chemo and radiation, and that he shows you where that natural healing is, and that you'll be at peace with it. And I love you, and I feel you, and know that I'm with you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I just want to give a shout out to Jill for her birthday. It's belated, but it's coming. It's here. God bless you. Lord, thank you for Jill's life. I just thank you for her birth. Thank you for her parents that raised her in the Lord. Thank you for the healing over the years that she's shared with us transparently, and helped us to be transparent and truthful, because God already knows it anyway, so we might as well be that way. Once it's revealed anyway, a lot of times we don't know what's in there, but God knows the heart and searches it all out. He reveals it to us, and we get to give it to him. Anything. Like, search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there's any wicked way in me. And yeah, there are. At times there's way more, and sometimes there's like very little, but there's... This is why Jesus came, because we could never clean ourselves up enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We miss you, China. Ezekiel, you are growing up, man. What a young man. All strong in the word. Love it. And so hope y'all had a good long walk. I had a long swim, and I put something up on Daily Audio Bible. I just, like, rejoice in today, and I give you all blessings. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Have a great day.